Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, February the 22nd, and our two topics today, Rockbridge High School Theater and River City Habitat for Humanity, Jefferson City. Kelly Smith, let's start with you. Welcome to Radio Friend.
Thank you.
You've got a lot going on, haven't you?
We do. We're starting the year with four active builds in Jefferson City, and we're doing it. Our 70th build is a rehab project that we're doing.
Your 70th?
Well, our 70th, but we're actually past that now. We've started several more, and this is our 20th anniversary year, so we're really excited about finishing up these houses in our 20th year.
And you said from the first of the year you've started four?
Yeah, we have four going. Mm-hmm. We actually have almost five going right now. It's busy. It's a busy place.
Yeah. How do you stay on top of all of this?
Well, everything there is a testament to the volunteers. It's still very volunteer-driven. I'm the only full-time staff person at Habitat. And so it's very much a testament to the dedication of the volunteers.
The people that are building the houses are volunteering building the houses.
Correct. We have volunteer builders. We have one part-time paid construction person that sort of keeps some of the construction things going in terms of organizing that. But the actual construction is volunteer labor. That's right.
Now, the people that are doing the construction, are they, even though they're volunteering, are they professional contractors that are doing it?
It depends on what stage it's in. You know, anyone can come out and help us with framing in a house or painting or hanging trim and things like that. It's of course, we have licensed electricians and plumbers that do that work.
Mm-hmm. But that's still volunteer. Right.
No, we pay to have that done.
Okay.
We have a city code. We have to do that with licensed people. So our homeowners buy their houses with a 20 or 25 year interest free loan. And so we want to make sure they have a home that's going to last them and everything's going to be the top quality that we can provide them. One of the ways that we're funding our builds is with our Restore. And the Restore is all volunteers that operate it. And it's open to the general public for shopping. And it's open to the public for donations. And so... Yeah. You know, as spring is coming faster than we thought it would, actually, mm-hmm. As people are cleaning out their houses, furniture, working appliances, and things like that, we can take them, resell them, and use that money for our builds.
Now, when people come and donate for the Restore, you take used products, obviously, but you want them in good condition, too.
Right. That's right. Because we need something that we can turn around and repurpose or resell and bring in funds. We do enjoy that we're diverting from the landfill, so we like that. We like to keep things out of the landfill. But if we get saddled with things that are broken or that don't work, then we don't really have much option for them.
So where is the Restore? How do people do this?
Sure. The Restore is at 1420 Creek Trail Drive in Jefferson City. They can call our office. They can go to our website, which is rivercityhabitat.org. And we're only there 3 half-days a week because it's all volunteers. Mm-hmm. And we have two warehouses. It's a really big facility. We have cabinets, doors, windows, appliances, furniture.
Oh, my goodness. You really do, don't you?
We do.
Now, if somebody has something to donate, but they don't have the ability of bringing it to the warehouse, mm-hmm. will a volunteer come and pick it up?
We do. We have a pickup service as well. So people can call us to schedule that, and we'll get our volunteers out to pick it up and deliver it for them.
You've got all angles covered, haven't you?
I know.
You really do.
Just call
You're building
us.
The houses. You have the furniture and used items to go into the houses if people choose to buy them.
Right.
It's a wonderful organization. And if folks would like to help out with this, if they want to have more information mm-hmm. about River City Habitat for Humanity, or if they want to volunteer, how do they go about doing this?
Sure. The phone number is 573-635-8439. The easiest thing probably for someone driving down the road right now is just rivercityhabitat.org is our website.
Okay, rivercityhabitat.org.
Right.
That'll get the website. That'll give you all the information that you need to know.
That's right.
Okay. Kelly Smith, thank you
so
much.
Thank you so much.
And what a fantastic job you guys are doing in Jeff City.
Thank you.
Will you please come back again?
I would love to.
Please come back and keep us posted on how things are going.
I will do that.
Okay. We'll get another date before you leave here.
Thank you.
Now, I want to turn to a couple of really nice Rockbridge High School theater students. Good to have you here. Right next to me, I have Alicia Gakima.
Gakima, yes.
I pronounced that right.
Yes, you got
okay,
it right.
Okay, Alicia Gakima and Landon Fitzpatrick. It's a pleasure to have both of you. And you're here to tell us about your production of Almost Maine at Rockbridge High School. When does this open?
February 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay, so today is Wednesday, 22nd, so the 23rd is going to open Friday, coming Friday.
And it'll continue until Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tell me about the production.
The play, as she said, is Almost Maine, and it's kind of a more modern play that has become a lot more popular in community theaters and high schools across America. It's gotten really great reviews from critics, and part and basis because it is centered around love and relationships. And the actual setting of the play is actually one night in time in a town that is very, very close to Maine. And it depicts 9 different relationships and 9 different love stories.
Oh.
So everything is all kind of happening at once, and it's kind of showing each thing that's happening at this one, you know, window of time.
Yeah. So how many people are in the production?
About 19.
Okay. 19. Is it all dialogue, or is there some music in it?
It's all dialogue. Yeah. All dialogue.
And your character is?
I am Rhonda.
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 Now, what's Rhonda has some type of a problem?
Rhonda does have a problem.
Okay.
Rhonda is this tomboy, typical tomboy, and she, you know, likes to hang with the guys. She doesn't really care about what she looks like. She can be aggressive. Mm-hmm. And her friend, Dave, you know, he's had these feelings for her for a while, but, I mean,
she's not noticing, is she?
She has not noticed. And she's kind of aggressive, so she kind of scares him off sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So he never found the way to, you know, tell her and how he feels.
Now, you look like such a sweet young lady. How do you get into the part of Rhonda?
I just channel the inner demon, you know, just to get angry and aggressive.
You don't look like you could get angry. You need to go online and look at these two because they're both of you look very, very talented. What about your character, Landon?
I play the character called, his name is Lendl.
Mm-hmm.
Lendl is kind of he's very kind of reserved, kind of well-mannered, kind of sweet guy.
Does he have a problem?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have a problem.
He doesn't have a problem yet.
Oh, okay. But wait till he gets to know Rhonda.
My whole thing is my character has had a relationship with a girl named Gail for about 11 years.
Well, don't give it all away because we want people to come. It's running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Yeah.
We're at Rockbridge.
Rockbridge High School.
What time? Around 7 o'clock.
Matinee.
Okay. All right. Go online and look it out.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Tomorrow, Vera Massey, University Extension. Thank you guys for coming by. Our show directed by Travis McMillan, audio Pat Akers, floor director Danny Madison, and our assistant producer, guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.